Republicans in the U.S. Senate are warning the Obama administration not to make commitments in Copenhagen without the support of Congress. As the U.N. Climate Change Conference reaches its final days, President Obama is traveling there tonight. APRN's Libby Casey reports that senators, including Alaskan Lisa Murkowski, want the president to remember Congress back home.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced in Copenhagen Thursday that the U.S. will help raise $100 billion a year for poorer nations to cope with climate change.
This will include a significant focus on forestry and adaptation, particularly, again, I repeat, for the poorest and most vulnerable among us. So there should be no doubt about the commitment of the United States to reaching a successful agreement here in Copenhagen and meeting this great global challenge together.
Clinton's pledge is contingent on the nations reaching agreements about transparency so there's oversight of countries like China to be sure they're meeting greenhouse gas reductions. But Senator Lisa Murkowski and her Republican colleagues called a press conference Thursday to say that the Obama administration is acting without the backing of Congress. Senator John Kyle of Arizona, the Republican whip, says the White House should remember all treaties must be approved by the Senate.
Our purpose here is to remind the president and his representatives to make clear to the international community that the president does not have authority to bind the United States in any international agreement. In Copenhagen or anywhere else.
Republicans say the Obama administration should consider the legislative branch more often, not just in climate change negotiations, but also with decisions like last week's announcement by the Environmental Protection Agency that greenhouse gases endanger public health. Senator Murkowski says she wants Congress to make laws about greenhouse gases. She plans to file a disapproval resolution in the new year in an attempt to block the EPA's move. It will first go to the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, which has 20 days to act. Then Murkowski can bring her resolution directly to the floor if she can muster 30 votes. Murkowski now says that will be no problem.
Getting the signatures of 30 members on this issue, I can tell you, is not only easy, it's a done deal. So getting it out of committee and then to the floor is not that significant of a hurdle.
But getting it passed by the Senate might be a different story. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says he expects Murkowski's resolution to receive support from Democrats, too.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the EPA can regulate carbon through the Clean Air Act. Our courts have spoken. It's a power the EPA now has. They have said they're going to use that power. Now it's time for Congress to speak. And you want bipartisanship, you're going to get it on this issue.
But the bill certainly does not have the support of the Environment Committee's powerful chairwoman, Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California. She blasted Murkowski's plans in a press release, calling it, quote, a threat to America's families who deserve to have their health and communities protected. Boxer wouldn't speculate in the Capitol Thursday on Murkowski's chances.
I want my statement to speak for itself.
Other Democrats, including Senator Mark Begich, say congressional action is not the way to go. His office says Murkowski's move is premature and that the EPA is a long way from actually regulating greenhouse gases. But Senator Murkowski disagrees and says she expects power plants to face court challenges right away. Even if the Senate passes her resolution, it has to pass the House and be signed by the president, which is unlikely. But Murkowski reminded reporters Thursday that Congress can override a presidential veto. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.